This is Joe Richmond interviewing Ellie Pilot for the No Fit State Archive Project. We're in John Street. It's the 15th of September, 5:30. Ellie, could you just tell me your name and spell it for the recording, please?
My name is Ellie Pilot, and it's E-L-L-I-E-P-I-L-O-T-T.
Lovely, thank you. Could you just start off by telling me a little bit of how you first got involved with No Fit State?
I first got involved, I don't know if it was 2002 or 2003. My husband was their lighting technician at the time for Immortal, so I used to go and visit him on tour, and that's how I got involved.
Okay. And how did you first get in? Were you involved in the shows?
No, not at all. I just went to visit Adam and got roped in to sell the popcorn, work the bar, that kind of thing.
What do you remember of those shows?
I'm not really sure. I remember watching the first show at least 30 times because I was, you know,
had
using the popcorn
there.
Machine and sort of had to be there. And then I would do the popcorn and then slope back off to the truck because I was also studying. So I would go back to the truck and study in between. Yeah, and then they had other volunteers, so I kind of sloped off a bit more and did more studying in the truck, really. But yeah, the show is like it is today. Very busy, very hectic, lots of amazing imagery, lots of things going on. So it was very similar back then as it is now, I think.
Okay, all right. Have you performed with No Fit State?
No, absolutely not. I'm not a performer. No, no, no.
So what's your current involvement with No Fit State?
I teach their hula hoop classes on a Tuesday. I help them out occasionally with things like press night or telling people about shows, that kind of thing.
Okay, all right. How do you find teaching circus skills?
I love teaching hoop. I've never done anything else. All I've ever done is hoop. But I really love teaching hoop. I really like building a community, and we've got some really lovely people that come to class, and they're really keen to learn. They're really keen to perform, and it's just really fun.
Mm-hmm. What describe the kind of people that would come to one of your hula hoop classes? Are they?
Well, we get all ages, actually. We've got a young girl who must be about 12, and she comes with her mum. We've had a couple of women who are in their 50s who come for fitness. And then we've got quite a few girls who are at uni or have just graduated and are looking for things to do in the evening. So we get quite a range of people. Not many men. We have had a few men in the past, but it's generally women that tend to come to hoop class, which is a shame.
Yeah. So you say that you're definitely not a performer. You teach. Is there a reason for that?
I'm petrified of performing. Because all of my friends are performers, and so I feel like I have quite a high standard to live up to if I was ever a performer, which is a bit ridiculous because I know all of my friends would be behind me if I did ever want to do it. But it does petrify me. But I've started a community hoop troupe recently, which is making me perform. But it's fine because it's with a group. So that's not so bad. There's safety in numbers there.
Yeah,
but yeah. Not a performer. It's not for me.
Okay. All right. So have you been to many of No Fit State shows over the years, as well as the Moth one back then? Have you got any a favourite show or perhaps a standout memory of any of those?
Oh, I've seen loads. I think I've seen them all since 2003 because my husband is still involved, so we still go to them all. From a community point of view, I used to love the splot on the landscape shows they did in the Sherman, just because there was a lot of community involvement. And they were just hilarious. They could be a lot sillier because they were just community shows, so I really liked that aspect of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So your work with the company is through teaching hula hoop. That's the only involvement you've had working for the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you find No Fit State as a company to work with or for?
Frustrating at times. I didn't want to say to that question. Frustrating at times, but also I have the freedom to teach what I like. Nobody is watching what I do. Nobody is... Yeah, I have a lot of freedom in my classes because nobody's really bothered about what I teach, what mm-hmm. I do, as long as people come to the classes.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. So you get a lot of enjoyment from teaching, and it must be quite rewarding to see.
Yeah, it is really rewarding because I work full time and I also do other freelance jobs. So my time, I'm going to sound like an idiot now, but my time is quite precious. So teaching full time, like even just teaching Tuesday nights it's quite a big chunk of my time, but I love doing it and I find it so rewarding that I'm happy to come back and do it every week, basically.
Okay. If you were ever to perform with No Fit State, is there a skill that you wish you had or the wish you could do?
The skill I would like to have would be the confidence and ability to perform.
Okay, good answer. Okay. Do you have, I guess just while we're still recording, do you have any anything that you'd like to say about anybody in the company or any funny stories from over the years? Or
I've probably got loads of funny stories, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. I remember after the first Immortal tour, we were on a very windy and wet Pembroke dock stand on top of the hill. It was absolutely chucking it down in rain. I'd come up for the weekend on the train, I only had one pair of boots, which happened to be suede. They were just soaked, absolutely soaked, and I was really cold and I didn't have any shoes. And Adam put them underneath one of the lights to dry them off and almost set them alight. But yeah, that's just one that springs to the top of my head.
Okay. So back in those earlier days, you must have travelled to quite a lot of
different
sites. Yeah,
lots of different places, Had some lovely times with friends on the tour.
Okay.
Yeah. We had one time when we went to, I can't remember the festival, but it's just outside of Barcelona, and myself and Claire Saint-Laberry, we flew over to see Kevin and Adam because they had a couple of days off in between shows, and we booked this little apartment on the beach and had a lovely time staying in an air-conditioned apartment, having a holiday, and everybody else was in this squat, all sleeping in one room, I think, and it was really hot and horrible. And I remember me and Claire thinking at the time, oh, we definitely did the right thing, spending some money on an apartment. Yeah,
sounds like the right way to
do
it.
Yeah, it definitely was, yeah. We had a lovely time with everybody there.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
That's lovely.
Great. Thanks very much.
I hope that's all right. I never know what to say.
That sounded very good to me.